Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. What a mess. It's an absolute mess. And no, I'm not talking about Father Thomas and I packing up our things in the rectory. Sorry about that, Father Han. But today, it's an absolute mess. The church can be rather messy, since the church is made up of humans. If you open up a history book on the church, you see so much happening, so much beauty and grace, and yes, the ugly. As the church grew in the Mediterranean and around the world, you see all those things taking place. Today, we celebrate two men, the cornerstones of the Apostolic Church, and they were a mess. They were messy individuals. Remember St. Peter. He denied Jesus three times during the passion and the trial of Jesus Christ. In the scriptures, we see Peter becoming too eager, very eager to seeing Jesus out on the water. Peter running out of the boat and then starting to sink. Remember St. Paul. He knew the law and the prophets inside and out. A true scholar of those documents, and also a man who persecuted the church in Jerusalem and who was present at the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. How do we make sense of these two men with their checkered pasts? Saint Paul, who we could argue he was a mess before his conversion experience. And St. Peter, he was a mess during the time Jesus Christ was walking the earth. We can learn two things in this feast day of ours today. First, in the Acts of the Apostles, we come to a very defeated St. Peter, and he's in chains. In fact, we see two guards that are on both sides of him. They really want him to be secured. And then this powerful, powerful figure, an angel of the Lord, coming to visit Peter. In this scriptural episode, we could say that Peter is the disciple of freedom. I would take that a step further and say, he is the disciple of freedom in moments of transitions. It's a scary thing, going to a different place, moving, getting out of your comfort zone. And it was this freedom that woke up Peter. It allowed Peter to know that God works in our bondage, in those times that when you and I, when we feel stuck in life. However, this freedom, it just doesn't sit on top of us. It's not stagnant. But this freedom is for the greater goal. This freedom is for something or someone else. In our case, as Christian disciples, it's a freedom dedicated to Jesus Christ, to go out and to proclaim the word. What do we know of Peter after this episode? He continues his work. He continues his preaching. While Peter, again, is that model of freedom for us, let's take a look at St. Paul, who is that model of humble confidence. You can just see it in the writings of Paul. Paul reflecting today in the reading on his past. And he knows how far the Lord has changed him. The Lord has formed him. The Lord has moved him, becoming one who was a non-believer to a witness of the risen Lord. Did you catch that phrase that Paul wrote? I was rescued from the lion's mouth. Pretty serious. I was rescued from the lion's mouth and from every evil threat. Today, St. Paul teaches us that you and me, we are not prisoners of our past. We are not prisoners of our mistakes. We're not prisoners of our sins. But instead, we're claimed by the grace of God. The Lord uses us. He used St. Peter and St. Paul. And despite their different personalities and disagreements, they shared that common goal to proclaim the friendship of Jesus Christ. Even suffering a martyr's death in the city of Rome, a city that on the surface appeared like it had everything together. But guess what? It was falling apart too. It was a messy city, a messy society, one full of hubris and always looking back to the past with glory and military might. And what does God do in that situation? In that particular moment in history, he lifts these two messy individuals up for you and for me. That should give us a lot of hope in our messy church. The worries and the challenges that the church faces, it's nothing new. In our parish, here at St. Peter's, we look to our patron to bring us freedom, to bring our wider community of Chillicothe to freedom. Freedom from sin and despair and loneliness and addiction, but of one of true of being inclusive, of mission and proclamation, and one that tells everyone that they are loved by God. In a few moments, we will hear a special Eucharistic preface for this feast day. And it's one that really summarizes the whole church. Each in a different way, they gather together one family of Christ. God uses us in our own ways and differently to bring us around the table of the Lord. And whether you've only been here for 1 year, 4 years, 13 years, or your whole life, the Lord gathers His church. The Lord does this around the whole world. My dear friends, the church is messy, but these are true moments that the Holy Spirit enters into you and me. In moments of uncertainty, in moments of despair, that's when God lifts you and me up. That's when God, we know, is there. Saints Peter and Paul, the messy apostles, pray for us.